Well, good morning. It is Thursday, July the 24th, 2020, and I'm laughing because it is 7:24 on 7:24, 2020. It's those serendipitous echoes don't happen very often, even when there is a match between hours and months. And minutes and days, those are rare. Those are really rare. So yeah, 724-724-2020. What am I going to talk about today? I don't know. I started working through the manuscript for Finwell Bay. I have to start calling it Finwell Bay instead of Troy Harbor. I've been calling it Troy Harbor for over a year. So yeah, it's a bit of a shift for me. Finwell Bay. And there's places where it's amazing that the pieces that I wrote literally months apart work so well together. And there are places where not so much. There are places where, yeah, this is going to take some work. This is going to take a lot of work. And I need to get my focus back so I can get it done. I need to get a book idea cooking so that I'll have something for Novelrama and on the 14th, which is coming right up. So yeah, I've got my work cut out for me. I need to get out of Fallout 4. Get my head out of the wasteland. I blew up the Institute yesterday.
Good morning.
Leave it. I took down the Brotherhood of Steel. So now we're in post-game. I guess theoretically the game is theoretically over. But there's still a lot of interesting gameplay. I have not gone to either Far Harbor or Nuka World yet. Both of those aggravate me. When I first went to Far Harbor, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. They did a really good job of capturing the foggy, rock-bound coast vibe. And everything there does try to kill you. It's very heavily creature oriented, although the trappers are not fun, and they're still super mutants. The DLCs aggravate me because they drop all this loot, and the difficulty is it's all stupidly heavy. But it weighs as much as power armor pieces. The armor. And the weapons aren't salvageable. You could salvage them, but you don't get anything back. They just disappear. I was like, why? What? What is this? This is... Why am I doing this? If you can drag any of it to a shop, you can sell it, but... you can't drag very much of it at a time, and... it's not worth very much. So you basically pick up ammo and caps and leave pretty much everything else. Take the drugs. Maybe the food. Nuka World's another whole matter. Nuka World is predicated on you being the asshole. You're going to sort out the raiders and get them to do your bidding. And then you're going to unleash them on the Commonwealth and start taking away settlers from their settlements, typically the ones you've already established. Which is the same problem I have with the Brotherhood of Steel, is that Brotherhood of Steel takes over the settlements. They're no longer Minutemen settlements or settler settlements. They're Brotherhood of Steel settlements, paying tribute to Brotherhood of Steel. It's probably spoilers. It's an old game. It's a fun game. It's a good game. I like the game. I like the game way too much. What is this guy doing? He was trying to turn, and I was where I was going to walk, and I stopped on the curb and waved him through. So, yeah, I need to get out of Fallout 4. I keep rolling this idea of Robbie Murphy's Interstellar Circus. I think it's going to be the Intergalactic Medicine Show. I don't know how that's gonna play. I don't know what that's gonna do. I also keep thinking about the Wizard's Cat. Robert Evans threw that out a little while ago, and it was like, and it can see and attack the fairies. Hunts them. And I'm like, So I got a lot of ideas about the Wizard's Cat. Sort of bubble up every once in a while and make me impatient with Finwell Bay, because I spent so much time in this universe, in this one miserable story. Although Finwell Bay is finally a ray of light, I still have to put a few answers on the page that aren't there that I thought were there. I've got to get it to Karen so that she can get it back to me before I have to turn it over to Podium. too close to these groundhogs. I got a lady coming the other direction. Good morning. Get ready, sit with me. Won't post. I think this is my friend with the Scotty dog up ahead. Sure does. She has a very distinctive gait. She's going to check to the street, give me the sidewalk. Okay, that's cool. Good morning. Good morning. I have unruly eyebrows. I'm sure I've mentioned it before that I think I got my grandfather's eyebrows. And they have a tendency to grow down into my eyes. My eyebrows. Not eyelashes, eyebrows. So I have to try to keep remembering to take the scissors to them and keep them trimmed back. Otherwise, I have them poking my eye. I've got three hairs, two in one eye, and one in the other, right at the moment, and it's driving me batty. There was a little light breeze. It's a very funny cloud cover today. It's off to the east. There's blue sky. Some high clouds off that way, but it's mostly blue sky. Off to the southeast, it's mostly blue sky. Off to the northwest, it's black cloud. Except there's one tiny patch. I wonder if it's still open. It's walking the other way. There was one tiny patch of brilliant blue sky. There's a couple up there, little fissures in the cloud cover, but the cloud deck is almost solid in the northwest, and it's really dark. That was the compressor on a lawn service truck. Guys walking around with a big hose spraying stuff on the grass. Really nice looking trees. I was just noticing that somebody's gone through and trimmed them down. So they're nice open. I don't know what kind of trees they are, but they're really nice. They're well formed. And somebody is obviously working to keep them well formed. They trimmed out a lot of the lower story branches that could have inhibited airflow and caused a problem later. They look really good. They look really healthy. Walking past the park. There's a lot more gold and yellow in the grass now. The trees are still, because of the low light, the clouds, cloud cover is making everything extra saturated. So the trees are dark, dark green. Grasses, yellow and gold. Some of the bushes look almost silver. There's the wind. Ah, oh. Yeah, feel that. Wow. It's delicious. It's a breeze. It's not a strong breeze. I'm walking straight into it, so I have a little extra wind. But it's nice and cool. It's very refreshing. Good morning. Keep focused. He certainly was. But the air feels so nice. Okay. Hear the leaves rustling up there. Wind's picking up. There's some sort of storm front coming through. When I left, the Cooper's Hawks were raising hell in the backyard, chasing a squirrel. Squirrel didn't seem too bothered. I don't hear him now. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.